Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me tonight. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Tonight we're going to be reacting to the last episode, the finale of Queen Boss, and we're going to see which one of these four ladies is going to win $25,000 for their business.
Yeah,
don't forget we have Tanika with Blissfully Eccentric. Then we have Anitra with her kimonos. We have Nyla with her tea. And then we have Dana with her subscription box of beauty products. And so I'm not sure what to expect, but let's check it out together.
These four finalists enter the conference room one last time. Which of these women will win a $25,000 startup fund and the title of Queen Boss?
Walking into the conference room, I am so nervous. This is it.
I am back after elimination, and I'm proud. I'm proud to be here.
Coming to get this title.
My strategy is just to do the best that I can, whatever the challenge is, because to become Queen Boss is my goal today.
Ladies, welcome back to the conference room. The four of you have climbed the corporate ladder, and along the way, you've impressed the judges. Throughout this process, you've shown us that you have the product, the potential, and the passion to be the next great female entrepreneur. But only one of you can be Queen Boss. For our final business challenge, we will be testing your ability to get funding.
To get some money.
It's a big one.
Yes.
You'll have 1 hour to meet with two venture capitalists to pitch your own products.
Okay.
You'll receive a dossier with the venture capitalists' names and addresses. Your potential investors are Sapna Shah, a fashion and e-commerce expert with over 20 years of experience on Wall Street, and Lorene Pendleton, a business development executive who specializes in minority and female-owned businesses. The venture capitalists will listen to your pitch and come up with an amount of funding that they would give you if they were actually investing into your company. The entrepreneur that receives the least amount of funding will have to take her business elsewhere. The other three entrepreneurs will move on to our final round, where they will have a chance to win the $25,000 startup fund and the title of Queen Boss.
This is our last shot at proving why we should win. And pitching to random people and trying to sell, this is more in my comfort zone. I'm very confident that I will come out on top.
Thank you.
I've never raised money, but I came here for that title, Queen Boss, and I'm gonna come with confidence.
All right, ladies, get to work.
I really do hope Nyla, with the tea she just spoke, she didn't do a good presentation on her pitch. I hope that that's all she's been doing in her free time, is practicing her pitch just because of the first episode. I really believe that if she has practiced her pitch and got it down packed, she know her numbers, she know what to expect and how to present to somebody that's potentially investing in your company. Man, if she got that down pack on this episode, I'll give it to her. She won, because she surprised me throughout the journey, and she has surprised herself, I'm pretty sure. But I really just hope that she has this down in the bag and really do well. We see Dana here, and you know she's real good with speaking. She did that elevator pitch challenge, and she won that. She was able to demonstrate and speak up some things about this bottle of water that she had to present and sell to this investor. And so she did well in that episode. And so I'm really waiting to see what they all do and what blunders, who make the blunders on this episode. So let's check it out.
Let's go. Good luck.
Look, I'm taking a deep breath for them.
They seem nervous.
They need to walk a little bit faster.
She a trip.
My game plan is to first read up on who the VCs are.
My name is Sapna Shah. I'm an angel investor in fashion tech, retail tech, and e-commerce. An angel investor is one of your earliest investors for a startup.
As an angel investor and just also a business development executive, I'm extremely busy. Sometimes I take meetings in between meetings. So these women are lucky to get a bit of my time.
Come on.
The strategy is I'm gonna look at everybody's resumes, see who fits my needs, and just give them the best sales pitch.
Angel investor is a very big word for me.
Lorraine Pendleton, she was Marie Claire's 50 most connected women. Even though she wasn't within the fashion industry, I felt like she had connections that might be beneficial to me.
Hi, Sapna. Nice to meet you, Sapna. Dana Hill. Nice to meet you, Dana.
Sapna Shah. She focused more on fashion and retail companies. So I'm hoping it's a good fit. I am the founder and CEO of Cocotique.
Okay.
And Cocotique is a beauty box subscription company for women of color.
Okay.
And what we do is each month we deliver 5 to 8 beauty products from all skincare categories. I don't purchase the products, so all the products are given to me by the brands as a marketing expense. So that's why my business model is great. I'm looking for $1.5 million to help scale the company and take it to the next level.
Personally, I am not a fan of subscription box companies. I do think that there is some box fatigue in the market. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that this, for me, that this is a particularly investable business.
She was concerned about the beauty box subscription market shrinking. I think specifically for women of color, we are underrepresented, and it's very difficult to find products that are targeted to us.
There's not really a lot of barriers to entry in this market, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I thank you for your time. I tried to explain to her the market for beauty products for women of color, but she just didn't get it.
Okay, so next stop, 30 Broad Street.
Hi, Lorraine Pendleton.
Tanika Aristilby.
I'm a little nervous because, honestly, I've never did this before.
I'm gonna really just come forward and let you know about one of the best products you will ever see.
Okay.
It's fully eccentric.
Uh-huh.
It's a vegan luxury bath, body, and hair care line.
How do I just ask somebody for money like that?
Are you in any stores? Do you have
as of right now? Mm-hmm. No, that's my goal.
How much sales did you do last year in sales revenue?
Only for last, that was 5,000. A little over 5,000.
Okay.
And I didn't, and I
could have. 5,000 what, units?
Yeah, 5,000.
It is a difficult challenge for me, because a lot of my weaknesses are being displayed.
How much did you make this past year?
I know a little over again, 9,000.
I'm asking about your revenue as an entrepreneur. You should be able to rattle off what your revenue numbers have been.
Unfortunately, I didn't remember them. I have estimates, yeah, but I feel like estimates made me look unprofessional.
Where your company is right now is not a kind of company that I would invest in at this time, so I wish you the best of luck.
Okay. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Rejection is hard for anybody, so it just made me feel terrible.
This cannot be right. I just can't.
See what Google has on Lorraine.
With Lorraine, I did some research on her.
You're listening to the Trailblazers Podcast, episode 22, with Lorraine Pendleton.
I hope to be able to relate to her in some way.
She's been featured
like
in publications such as Black Enterprise, so have I, Forbes, so have I.
She's been on the Forbes list. I've been on the Forbes list. And so I felt like I could win her over. Anitra, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much
for
your time. So I am a clothing designer for Plutocracy.
Can I take a look at what you bring?
I bought a kimono and I bought a caftan.
So are you selling your clothes now? Or you?
We're just starting sales now. This kimono retail is $750.
I could tell from even the way she held the product, it was just kind of like, I'm not giving you any money. Thanks, I'm not interested.
You're a little too early stage for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not interested in investing.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Lorraine, tough, baby.
Lorraine didn't see the confidence in me when it came to the numbers, and she really wanted set facts.
And I gotta really bring it. That's so sad.
I came here to win. I came here for that title, Queen Boss.
Hi, how are you? Pardon the lack of hands.
Can I help you here?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For the next investor, I need to do more. I need to come correct.
Have a seat, please.
We have to make it work. I'm here for one thing only. Have her invest.
My business is called Blissfully Eccentric. It's an all-natural vegan luxury line for bath, body, and hair care. This is Blissful Butter. It's a moisturizer that's vegan-friendly. I use these, and it has improved my skin, improved my hair. And with that, when you look good, you do good.
How much have you sold today? How much have you sold today?
The old sneaker probably would have just like, thanks guys, and walked off. But no.
Over $8,000.
How many units is that?
2,500.
Okay, so about 2,500 units, $8,000.
I knew my numbers. I have to definitely come with more confidence of why they should invest in Blissfully Eccentric.
The proper ingredients that I use is very meticulously chosen. So if you're a black woman who wants to use it on your hair, you could use it on your hair.
Right.
If you want to use it on for your skin, you could do that too.
That's really interesting. I think you've just kind of finally gotten to the point where you're talking about your differentiation from the other brands, that you can use them in a variety of ways.
They have questions, I have answers.
So how much money do you think you need to get to the next level?
I need $20,000.
I think this is interesting. I'm going to think about it, but I think this could be an investable business. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Tanika is what I'd call like an early stage business person. She's passionate about the product. If she's going to grow this brand to be really huge, she's going to need like a business person to be a partner with her.
I saw that little spark where she's like, this is something where you can make an investment.
Good. That builds confidence and hope.
Naila.
Hi, nice to meet you. Likewise. Sorry we have to meet on the street. I'm in between meetings. So.
Okay.
So tell me about your company.
I actually manufacture a 100% natural herbal iced tea.
Okay.
And I have some for you to try.
Okay, great. Can we hold this?
If you don't mind, thank
sure.
you. Lorene's location definitely threw me off because I was expecting to sit down in her office, maybe sip on some hot tea. It's called Ellis
okay,
Island
great.
Tea.
Okay.
Brewed and bottled in Detroit. When I handed her the tea, she didn't seem crazy about it. So that kind of threw me off a little bit.
We're in about 300 stores in the Midwest. So are you looking to expand nationally at all?
I am. People are starting to become aware of me and my product. Like I was listed in the Forbes 30 under 30 list this year.
I've been in Forbes, yeah. Uh-huh. Where's your facility located?
It's in Detroit.
How much of revenue have you made like in the past year?
This year we're gonna close out at $100,000.
And what did you do last year?
Last year we did $50,000.
How much money do you need?
We need about $100,000.
$100,000?
With Lorene, there's $25,000 at stake, so I'm happy that I did some research on her because it gave me the confidence to ask for what I want.
Like to present you with to my angel group and see if we
awesome.
Can, you know, possibly
gather the funds,
fund you, and learn some more about your company.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for taking the time.
All right. Take care. Right. See ya.
I definitely was confident that Lorene would invest, and so I don't think I'm gonna meet with the other VC.
That went really good, and I'm super happy.
You could just choose to not do it as part of the challenge, but anyway. She got kudos from me because she was standing in the rain. Did y'all see the rain start? She was standing in the rain, and then they were both holding umbrellas the whole time. But we saw the rain coming down, and she had to still maintain her composure and give her numbers and answer these questions to the best of her ability in order to get this money to fund her business. So that just goes to show, you know, you have to be ready whenever to give your pitch, and you may be meeting with an angel investor out in the rain, out in the snow for us Midwesterns, and you know, but out in the snow, rain, whatever it may be, you have to be ready to be able to speak about your product and the potential of your business. I love that. She got kudos from me. But her saying she don't think she's going to meet with the other investor, I wouldn't do that. But let's see what she do.
Right now.
Tell me about your business.
Well, I'm a clothing designer from Plutocracy. This is actually one of my designs here, a caftan that I made.
I feel like Sapna is ingrained in the fashion business altogether. So I think that if she likes my product,
let's see what happens. Plutocracy is women's wear for women who are independent, who are want to be stylish, but who want to do it with their own flair.
What's kind of your ultimate goal? What's your vision?
I want to see it grow. You know, monetarily, I want it to be a mainstay for me fiscally.
So what do you need to make that happen?
I think that if I could get an infusion of $100,000, that I feel like could hold me for a couple of seasons so that we can iron out everything that needs to go. By the third season, I feel like I could have this brand moving and making money.
I actually really love the pieces.
Thank you.
You have a design point of view that I think is very interesting. And so I think there, you do have a market for this. I think Anisha is incredibly knowledgeable about what it takes to be successful. She has a game plan. And that, to me, is a sign of a good entrepreneur.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
So nice to meet you.
You too.
Hi, Ms. Pendleton.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Marine. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dana Hill. I'm a founder and CEO of Coco Teak.
Okay.
And I would love to sit down and speak with you about Coco Teak.
We're actually going to be out here.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've heard of the elevator pitch we're doing the street.
Yes.
So.
Okay, this is a street pitch. This is something new. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Okay, so Coco Teak is a beauty box subscription company for women of color. The box is $20 a month. Currently, I have 2,000 subscribers. We're doing $40,000 a month. We have at least one product in the box each month owned by a woman of color.
Great. How much are you raising?
I'm looking for $1.5 million. The thing that's holding us back from scaling is not having the dollars to invest in digital marketing.
Certainly interested, would like to
talk
to you some more and talk to my angel group, people I invest with.
Well, thank you, Ms. Pendleton. Let me give you my card.
Great. What she's doing I thought was really impressive. She's already hit the ground running, generating $40,000 in revenue. So I was really impressed with her.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the conference room, entrepreneurs. You each had...
Let me find out Nyla didn't even meet with the other person because we didn't see no interview with Nyla and Safa. I hope I'm not butchering the woman's name. But we didn't see an interview, or I don't remember seeing an interview with Nyla and the other VC. So I hope she don't lose points for that, but let's go.
1 hour to meet with some of the most prominent venture capitalists in New York City. We've asked each of them to come up with an amount of money that they would potentially invest into your company. The three entrepreneurs that receive the most amount of funding will move on to the final pitch. The entrepreneur that received the least amount of funding will have to take her business elsewhere.
Dana, the first person that you met with felt that the market was saturated and that she didn't understand that there was a particular need for this type of product for women of color.
Yes.
So what was your strategy to convince her otherwise?
Mm. My strategy was to, you know, inform her of the simple fact that as women of color, we are constantly on the search for products that suit our skin tones and our hair textures. And it's a very different market than the general market. And that's what the differentiation is.
So you had that conversation with her, and it was
something
that she didn't grasp.
I did say that to her, absolutely.
Tanika, I've seen your growth throughout this competition. And so I expected you to be more prepared.
Me too. With crunch time and just like having the pressure on, I slipped.
It's okay to take a spreadsheet or, you know, just the papers that have your exact numbers. You don't have to know everything off the top of your head.
I said that when she first, with her very first pitch, I said, it's nothing to just come out your pocket and be like, I don't know about hard. But last year, this is what I said that in the very first time. And from the first time that she pitched until now, she's still trying to rememberize her numbers. I'm so glad that Vanessa said that, like, for real.
Anitra.
I feel like you really tackled it well to, you know, strategically look at the list and hone in on where you're gonna go, and then that was really good. I also feel like there's a level of challenge with your particular product. And I do give you a lot of credit for pushing through it, because that's what we have to do.
I feel like there's a few things I could have done different, but I'm not going to live with regret.
Naila, tell me about your strategy in meeting with the VCs.
The first thing I did when I got in my car was look at the resumes of the different VCs. So I chose Lorene, and on the way, I tried to find ways to relate to her. So I Googled her, and I listened to an interview that she did. I went through and studied and make sure that I was ready for whatever questions that came my way. And I ran out of time before I got to the last person.
The woman that you skipped is actually one of the most prominent VCs out there. And if I had an opportunity to hear your pitch, could have really helped you in a really impactful way. So I'm really disappointed that you skipped out on that.
I did the best I could, and what can you do?
You chose not to go see that.
You received $50,000 in potential funding.
Okay. I was expecting more, but okay.
Congratulations. You are moving on to the final pitch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please wait in the reception area.
Okay. Thank you. Knowing that people are willing to invest in my product off of a 30-minute meeting means a lot, because my ultimate goal in this competition is to win.
30 minutes in the
Dana, Tanika, and Anitra. Two of you received $25,000 in potential funding. The other only received $5,000.
Wow.
The entrepreneur that received the least amount of funding is... Tanika, your journey on Queen Boss has come to an end. You will have to take your business elsewhere. Anitra, Dana, you are moving on to the final pitch.
Nice. Thank you.
Congratulations. Please wait in the reception area.
Well, you know what? I'm very appreciative of this experience. I learned a lot. You guys were hard on me, but, you know, I took it with stride and I really made it work for me.
I've been very hard on you. And it's because I wanted to see this person standing right here before me. I have been in business for 23 years, so I know what it's like to be exactly where you are right now. Look at how much you learned in the time that you've been here and how much better you're going to be able to do.
Thank you. This is not the end for me. The old Tanika was left at the door. Now, the new Tanika is leaving here more confident.
I'm not Queen Boss, but you guys are gonna see me.
This is honestly the beginning. The beginning of something great.
Good, Tanika.
Sad to see her go.
Welcome back to the conference room, entrepreneurs. And congratulations on making it to the final pitch.
Final.
But now, only one of you can win a $25,000 startup fund and the title of Queen Boss. Dana, why should we consider you to be Queen Boss?
The past 20 years of my life have prepared me for this moment. I ended up in a relationship that became violent and had to pivot and readjust my life and start over again. And from that, Cocotique was part of a healing process It was about taking time to love yourself and knowing how important that is. Cocotique is more than just a box of beauty products. A lot of my subscribers, they wait on that box. And for a lot of women, it gives them strength. It's not just about a box. It's about loving yourself. I've talked about things that I had never thought I would talk about. There are family members that don't know about this, what happened in my life. But I know how critical it is for other women to hear this and to be inspired. That no matter what happens, you can rise from the ashes and be reborn. Thank you.
Okay, Dana.
I want that box now. I didn't care anything about that box when you pitched that box. That box you just talked about, that box I want.
Thank you.
I do think that there is a certain power in women pampering themselves. It does give you strength to go out and be confident.
Now just think about, how do I communicate this beyond the box? Because there's so much there. You're speaking into so many other women's hearts. They're going to hear you and see themselves. I just met you, and I need the box. I mean, it's
they all wanted a box after that pitch. So I did my job, and I'm very, very proud of that.
They saw the passion, Anitra, the emotion.
Why should we name you Queen Boss?
Well, I'm of the firm belief that preparation meets opportunity. I feel like a lot of times talent is not, you know, funded because people think you're willy-nilly. They think you're all over the place. And, oh, she just wants to be creative. But I really want to build a business for myself. I want to build a business that my son can be proud of. I want to build a business that, you know, gives a voice to another Black designer. Like, I feel like there are not enough voices out there of color and that want to speak to women the way I want to speak to it. I feel like I have something unique to say. The reason why I chose to do kimonos is because they're special. They're for formal occasions, they're for special occasions, they're for fighters. You know, the samurai in Japan, that's what they wear. And I think that every woman needs to connect with those two parts of herself. Women are dichotomous. That. We're beautiful and we're, you know, fluffy and we're soft, but we're also fighters. We're always fighting, you know? This is not just a career for me. This is a love, this is a passion, but it's also a life. And so, you know, I feel like I should be Queen Boss because I have all the tools necessary to make this business work and to make this business successful and to reach other women like me.
You being authentic to you is really what makes you special and your line special.
Thank you.
As long as you're standing in your truth and you know who you are and you're living your purpose, then you are successful.
True.
You know, you can sell that product. Mm-hmm. Have you made some decisions based upon maybe the advice you got?
Absolutely.
You have.
I think a couple of things I thought of was doing some pieces that are lower priced so that I can make sure to diversify the price. Because if I say I'm trying to reach women, I want to reach more women. Getting Queen Boss would give me the opportunity to not only hit the reset button, but to show, you know, like, no, not only did I learn from this, I really know I can make this work.
Naila.
I love her pitch.
Why should you be Queen Boss?
So, I feel like I've talked enough about the product, and I don't need to mention it anymore. And so, I've had this brick wall since I came to this competition. And I'm gonna go ahead and take the gloves off, come around the wall, and be totally transparent. I started this business because it was a way for me to have a relationship with my father. My father was locked up my entire life. By the time he got out of prison, I was grown. There was no going back in time to have that daddy-daughter relationship that I've always wanted. This tea, the recipe ended up in my father's hands. He would make it for special occasions, and a lot of these times I wasn't there. And so I figured if I took it and I started a business, I could establish a rapport or a relationship with my father. And I could get to know my dad and his side of the family.
I could end up with that daddy-daughter relationship, and I could be free, and I could be happy. What I am going to do is give this my all because I want to win. Deeper than I want the $25,000, I want to win. And this is not by my sob story. It's look at what I took and look at what I made from nothing. I didn't graduate college. I can articulate my numbers. I don't have a degree in anything, not in finance, but I'm figuring it out. And I'm in 300 retailers. Your question to me is, why should we choose you as Queen Boss? My question to you is, why would you not choose me? You see what I've been through? Do you see my passion? I'm on to something here. With or without the money, I'm gonna make it. But as far as Queen Boss, I want that title.
I love all of their pitches, all of their story. You saw the passion come through. They really just spoke to the passion that has started them on their journey and has kept them really believing in what they're doing. Because if you're an entrepreneur, there's million times when you're just in your mind and you're like, this is not working, I quit, and all of this good stuff. But to those entrepreneurs that just continue on in a journey and continue to make something, that speaks volumes to your character. It speaks volumes to the growth that you're able to, you know, portray and share with other people who are coming along that may be just like you. And so I appreciate the fact that they were able to be real transparent and really speak to the journey of the entrepreneur who are in their shoes and has product and really just need, you know, $25,000 in order to take it to the next level. So kudos to all these women. I can't wait to see who win. But and just what Nyla has said, I think in her first pitch, she was sharing about how many accolades that she's gotten and how many titles that she's gotten. And now I understand where that comes from. You know, it comes from what she just said. She didn't get a college degree. She didn't go off to college, but somehow she knows how to articulate her numbers. And so that whole point of just wanting to win more than the money, I see that now, because at first that stuck with me from that first pitch. She just want to win. She just want to say that, put another thing on her resume to say, oh yeah, I won Queen Boss. I've been in Forbes. I've been on this list. My tea has sold, you know, all of that good stuff. And at first I didn't really vibe with that, but now I see where it comes from. And sometimes that's what keeps us going. When we win these challenges, when we win these titles, or we do something very unexpectedly, and then we show up, it gives us that next level of hope or that next level of achievement that we can say, okay, I'm sticking with it some more and to keep going. So kudos to her. You know, she really changed my mind about her motivation in winning this Queen Boss title. So, but let's see what comes next, y'all.
I've been waiting to meet you. Sometimes our armor that we get in life, right? It does keep other people from really seeing those soft parts, those wounds, those things we're trying to hide.
And you know, I've always been impressed with your story. I've always been impressed with your hustle and how you get things done.
When you heard that you got an investment of $50,000, your immediate reaction was, oh man, thought I was gonna get more. Are you kidding me? You just pitched off the cuff, like, that's amazing. You know, you didn't really have time to prepare. You didn't come here knowing that that was gonna be your challenge. You walked in cold and nailed down $50,000. Mm. It is great that you have that drive. It is great that you have that I will not fail attitude. But there are times when you have to say, Naila, you did well.
Mm. Okay. Thank you for your feedback. Winning is very important to me. The $25,000 is very important to me. I need it. And okay, so I had to just go hard or go home, and I had to just be real.
Ladies, we need you to wait in the reception area. The judges are going to decide who will win the title of Queen Boss.
Here we go again.
ladies, you guys have such an important decision to make. Really tough one.
It is.
Yeah. Vanessa, let's start with you first. You're our fashionista.
Yes.
Let's talk about Anitra.
What I love about Anitra is we know her product is there. We know she's super creative, and she's taking the criticism and the constructive things that we've said to her over the course of this competition and has already applied it. Mm-hmm. And that speaks volumes.
Oh, I know. I think she can do it.
Everything that she said about the kimono was so passionate, and I love, you know, that idea of a woman being soft and flowy, but also being a warrior. Yeah. I love that, but then how does that balance into plutocracy? So I feel like I hear a lot of different messages.
She's very much an artist, and so it's a question of whether there's enough on the business side of things to balance and to create a successful business here.
I agree.
Lauren.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on Dana and Coco Teak?
I mean, look, when I came here and I saw that pitch, I was like, I don't know who this woman is. It's like a mannequin talking. Who is this woman? But today, oh my goodness, that messaging, it spoke to me.
And I feel like in that moment when she was, you know, telling us why she should be considered to be Queen Boss, she kind of even rediscovered what the box even meant to her and what she was going to contribute to the world with it. I was into it.
I feel like figuring out the social angle is another good thing for her because it gives her the opportunity to tell the story of how these things healed her and how they can heal other people. Love and it. Somehow that's got to get into that box and be a part of that story.
Yes. Exactly. So let's talk about Naila.
The way she described the challenge today, she started to do research on each person. I was just blown away by it.
Yes.
Like, she's a true hustler. Like, she knew this is exactly what she wanted to do, and she built that company. That is impressive, and that lets me know that she's willing to do whatever she has to do to get things done.
When she started to talk about why she does this and connecting to her father, it was all that I could do not to start to sob.
Yes, it is the story behind the glory.
Yes.
That people connect with.
So there's $25,000 at stake. And it could change all three of their lives.
This is really a tough one. I mean, all three of them deserve this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe we have to choose one of these women.
I know. I feel like Lisa. Whew, I ain't even no judge. My women.
Anitra, I have really enjoyed watching you grow throughout this competition. And what I've enjoyed the most is how you've been able to really take the suggestions that have been given to you by this panel and effectively apply it into your current business plan. I think that shows so much flexibility, and I truly see you becoming a boss.
Thank you.
Dana, I am honored to have been here today to discover your passion in describing what Coco Teak means to you and what you feel its mission is. I know what that breakthrough means.
Thank you.
So, brava.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me.
Naila, the fact that you have put together this tea as a reminder of your rich family history, despite all you've been through, you something else, young lady.
Thank you.
Entrepreneurs, we've watched you all step into this conference room and fight really hard to prove that you have what it takes to be Queen Boss. But now, only one of you can win a $25,000 startup fund and the title of Queen Boss. And the winner of Queen Boss is... Naila.
Wow.
God is good. Thank you. I am the first Queen Boss, and that feels amazing.
Congratulations. Participating in this competition took me completely out of my comfort zone. But I still feel that I'm a lot stronger. Trust me, we're going to be a household name very soon. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Even though I did not take the money home, I am absolutely going to get up tomorrow and make it happen.
Congratulations, Nyla. You have won the $25,000 startup fund and the title of Queen Boss.
That means the world to me. It feels so good to win and to come in first place. Like, my whole life has been the opposite. I was always the underdog. I can't believe it.
I just want to give you a hug. Can I give you a hug?
Yes. All right. Winning Queen Boss is going to change my life because Ellis Island Tea will be all over the country. No one can tell me anything about losing. No one can tell me anything about not being on top, because at the end of the day, I'm the queen boss.
I can't believe I won.
What a series. I'm so glad I looked up and found this one. Queen Boss, the winner is Nyla with her Ellis Tea. And so I'm so grateful for her. I'm grateful for the episode. I think I learned some things watching it. I hope you guys did as well. If you're looking to be that female entrepreneur and have that winning pitch, and sometimes that could kind of make you real nervous and things like that. Even with this venture and me having a podcast, this is one of those things where I had to get over myself. You know, during the pandemic, everybody had to figure out something to do. But, and with me, I'm so much more comfortable behind the scenes. I'm so much more comfortable making things happen, you know. And so coming in front of the camera and doing a show and putting it out there to the entire public, you know, not having a channel or a say-so on who watches, that has been a growth area for me. And so continuing to watch these shows, It just gives me more hope. It gives me more courage, and it definitely gives me something more to just grasp to and kind of continue to, you know, attain and strive for. So I could feel each one of these women's nerves and, you know, just the anxiety that comes along with understanding and having that passion for your product or what you're doing, and really trying to communicate that to someone else in hopes that they will feel the same way that you feel about your thing. And so kudos to Nyla, kudos to Anitra and Dana. You know, I hope great success come from them. Check out the description below. I'll definitely have some links to each one of their websites, so that you can, you know, kind of go and check it out and see if it's something that you would want to, you know, participate in or support. So thank you for Queen Boss and all of the participants. I knew it took a lot of courage to be on this series. So thank you to everything that you've demonstrated and you actually showed through this series. Kudos and hats off to you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and standing till the end and watching this entire series with me. I really appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for our next evening series. I have something in mind. I'm going to do one episode and see if YouTube would allow it on the platform. So make sure you stay tuned and check us out for the next one.